When visiting Yellowstone National Park or any parks in our region, there's a lot to consider. Will traffic be bad? What about the weather? Will I see any animals? But then something more basic. Will I be able to find a toilet that's clean, has toilet paper, and if I'm lucky, somewhere to wash my hands? As Maggie Mullen reports, you could be in for a surprise. A new toilet may be coming to a park near you, but be prepared for something different.
A busload of tourists just arrived at West Thumb Geyser Basin in Yellowstone. Their first stop, the bathroom, and they're in for a surprise, a squat toilet. Karen Consbrook is visiting from Oregon. I try to convince her to give it a go by telling her I just used it.
I used the squat toilet when I got here this morning and had to use some muscles I'm not used to in my legs, but it turned
out
okay. That's
the thing, you're young. It gets a little harder to start doing that the older you get. It's a little more difficult.
You do need strong quads. The squat toilet is essentially a short metal rectangle on the floor with a hole in the middle about 12 inches in diameter.
No, not really anybody used to that kind of thing.
That's Frank Ung. He's visiting the park today from Massachusetts, but he's originally from China.
I don't mind squat toilet, but I think you need much, much better ventilation.
Squat toilets are the norm across Asia, and that used to be the case in Europe and here as well. Vincent Ho is a gastroenterologist. He says it wasn't until about the early 19th century that seated toilets started showing up in London.
I think what we see now is across the developed world, the seated toilets have become universal, you could say.
But he says seated toilets are not so good for your health. Squatting is more natural and generally better for you. The problem is, he says, those health benefits aren't always enough to convince people.
Part of the drawback with the conventional squatting toilets is the fact that there's a bit of stigma around it. You know, I think that although it's popular in many other countries in the Western world, it doesn't appear to be popular. It's not a desirable kind of posture to be in.
But squat toilets could be making a comeback in the Western world, at least online. A YouTube ad involving a unicorn, an English knight, and psychedelic soft-serve ice cream, don't ask, is making the rounds.
And now there's a product that lets you squat in your own home. Introducing the Squatty Potty.
It's a bathroom stool that converts a sitting toilet into a squatting one. As of now, the video has over 34 million hits. And this brings us back to Yellowstone National Park. The park's decision to go full-on squat toilets wasn't in response to online marketing ads like this one or even health. They had a toilet problem.
That prompted us to act.
That's Yellowstone's Morgan Worthen. She says visitors were complaining about the condition of restrooms.
The broken toilets were caused by people that were using the toilets differently than we as U.S. citizens would be accustomed to.
Differently, as in squatting on top of toilets instead of sitting on them. The result, broken seats and some really gross conditions.
The squat toilets, they have made a difference.
It costs around $1,000 to convert a Western toilet to a squat one. But Worthen says that's a pretty good deal, considering Yellowstone hasn't seen many broken toilet seats since they added the squat option. Down the road in downtown Jackson, Teton County Parks Manager Andy Erskine tells me they're considering this route as well. He says toilet misunderstandings made their way to his town this summer.
We've just seen such a tremendous increase in the tour bus business to Jackson, which has a lot of Asian visitors coming with it.
But Teton County isn't going straight to the squat toilet option. It's starting with directions on how to use a Western toilet.
The stickers that we have put up now are in Japanese, Taiwanese, and Mandarin, which we think kind of covers all the bases, as well as in English, with some pictures and some diagrams on how to properly do things.
And Erskine says they seem to be working.
Once we got those up, literally within days, we started to see a real kind of rectification of the problem.
Teton County hasn't ruled out installing squat toilets in the future, but Erskine says if this current solution isn't broke, why fix it? For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.